ABC Radio Australia.
Between November and December every year, thousands of Australian high schoolers travel to holiday destinations to mark the end of the secondary school education. Known as schoolies, it is considered a rite of passage for Australian kids. The Gold Coast in Queensland is a favourite destination, but so too is Fiji and Vanuatu, and these Pacific destinations are tapping in on this niche tourism market. Finau Fonua with this report.
Ask any young Australian what they'll do at the end of their high school era, and schoolies is a common response. This unique Australian tradition gives school leavers a chance to let their hair down. Queensland's Gold Coast is the usual destination for schoolies, with over 15,000 travelling there last year alone. But Pacific countries are also getting in on the act. Fiji is the most popular destination in the Pacific region for schoolies. There aren't official numbers on the number of schoolies visiting Fiji, but according to the Sydney Morning Herald, over 2,000 graduates visited Fiji in 2011.
It's a closer, more safer destination.
Christopher Cocker is the CEO of the South Pacific Tourism Organization. He welcomes schoolies, saying it opens up a new market, different from the usual target demographic of families and couples.
It's a great opportunity for our Pacific Islands because it's a niche, and we do encourage niche segments, etc., to come over.
Many schoolies are organized by students under the guidance of their teachers. They typically travel to tourism hotspots. It's an emotional event for the young Australians as they bid farewell to each other before embarking on their separate journeys into adulthood.
So one of my other friends, she was dancing with these two guys.
However, schoolies are also notorious for wild parties and underaged drinking, with videos of wild antics often going viral on social media. But Pacific tourism operators say the schoolies' experience in Fiji and Vanuatu is something anxious parents might be happier with than other destinations.
Despite it being slightly higher for the average parent to send their child for a holiday in Fiji, it is deemed far safer than if they were to go to, let's say, the Gold Coast.
Fantasia Lockington, CEO of the Fiji Hotels and Tourism Association, says that Fiji offers special packages that book out entire resort islands that are kept alcohol-free and with extra security.
There's a lot of preparation that gets taken by the resorts that are what we call bought out. So it is just only dealing with schoolies and the teachers or support staff that come with them, and even parents. No one else is allowed on the island or into the resort. They use extra security. And so the young people who are enjoying the holiday ensure that they are, you know, extremely safe. No one else has access to them. There are no nightclubs that one could escape to.
Kylie Hogan, general manager of the Blue Lagoon Beach Resort, says Fijian resorts offer an escape from the noise and bright lights of Bali and the Gold Coast.
You know, they've got the option to disconnect from the real world as they know it, and they'll just go carefree for the entire stay. They feel really super comfortable and secure in amongst the environment and all of the team. And it very much is almost similar to village parenting, where it's a sense of family and it's a sense of security and it's a sense of fun and absolute just joy everywhere you turn.
Vanuatu is another country in the Pacific which has received positive reviews by schoolies on social media.
Vanuatu benefits enormously from Australian tourism.
Miranda Hodge, owner of the Havana Boathouse in Port Vila, says the growing Australian market is vital to the country's economy. Hodge says Vanuatu's ambitions to become a top-tier tourism destination has been maintained by its authenticity, that being the friendliness of its people.
I think what Vanuatu offers is a very authentic experience, and it's about getting back to nature and enjoying the unspoilt beauty of Vanuatu and the custom culture that we have here.
In Fiji, happiness comes naturally.
tourism experts say the friendliness and simplicity of a Pacific Island holiday is what keeps bringing visitors back to the region.
It's not only looking at tourism as an economic benefit to our people in the region, but looking at it from a social perspective.
The Fijians are genuinely so warm and big-hearted that they welcome anyone and everyone into their islands with open arms. It's just a holiday like none other. A lot of people will pack away their phones and any link to the outside world as they know it, and they'll just go carefree for the entire stay.
Contrasting with the wild parties of the Gold Coast, Fiji offers an experience for young Australians to find inner peace from the untouched beauty of Pacific Island environments and the hospitality of its people.